morning. It is 10:25 here on 980 WCAP, and you are tuning into Chamber Chat with the Greater Lowell Chamber of Commerce. I'm Danielle McFadden, president of the Chamber. Emma was pinch hitting for me for that first segment. I was running late from a board meeting.
I'm glad you're back.
It got stuck in some traffic as well, but you did an awesome job. I was listening to you on the way in. And
thank you.
I think I'm going to have to look for a new job pretty soon, Emma.
Oh, stop it. No. Never can replace you.
And we're so excited to have the folks from National Aviation Academy here with us. We haven't seen you in a while, so it's so great to see Roger Scales and Sam Reth. How are you both?
Great, great, Danielle. Glad to be here.
Good morning.
Glad to have you. So let's talk a little bit about National Aviation Academy. Who are you? What do you do? And how do you prepare your students?
Well, we're a 14-month aviation maintenance training program. So essentially, our students learn how to fix and inspect all types of aircraft.
Such a great concept that I think people probably don't realize that is in the area. It's such an opportunity.
Yeah, we've been around a long time. We were formerly East Coast Aerotech. And we've maintained our residence on Hanscom Air Force Base for 83 years.
83 years. That's amazing.
Wow. That is a long time. What are some of the biggest misconceptions about your training program?
One of the biggest misconceptions is, when people start looking for education, they think of it as a typical college where you're sitting down, listening to an instructor, but it's hands-on. We're working on airplanes. Fixing, maintaining, and teaching them how to get their certifications.
Wow, very exciting.
So who's the ideal candidate for National Aviation Academy?
Definitely someone who's hands-on, who likes to take things apart, put them back together again. My role at the school is I'm community resource representative, and my emphasis is on the high school end of it, is where Sam recruits for our military base.
Interesting.
Yes, I'm the outreach veteran manager. I go ahead to the reserve centers and the veteran shelters and try to give these guys some motivation, because 30% of our veterans have been in or around airplanes. So, they don't even realize that we're nearby.
When you're recruiting at the high school level, do the parents get involved? What is some of the feedback that you receive from the parents?
Usually from, like, say, September to probably right around early November, I'm doing multiple college fairs a day all over the Commonwealth.
Wow.
I go as far north as Maine. Sam actually covered a couple of events for me in Vermont, and I'm in and around Rhode Island quite a bit in southern New Hampshire.
In the western part of the state.
Wow, yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. Berkshire County, absolutely.
So you have students that are coming to live here, essentially, while they're going through the training.
Right. We don't really have any kind of housing, so we are a commuting school. I like to let the students know right up front that, they'll be, some sort of a commute, to our school, to our campus.
Yeah, but if you're leaving high school too, a lot of times, if you take the college route, you're going to be living away. So if you're going to National Aviation and you're from a different state, you could get an apartment.
Exactly.
You know,
we have that independence that helps out our students with local housing and part-time jobs as well.
Oh, isn't that great?
Resume building, yeah.
And then from the veterans' perspective, I bet you a lot of them don't even realize that this is an opportunity, a career for them.
They don't. They love working on airplanes, and then once they start researching it and find out that a lot of these companies, they're looking to hire veterans, because they've already been and they have the experience.
Absolutely. Plus, yes. It's nice to hire somebody who has served our country so well and give them that opportunity.
Definitely. Now, can you tell us about some of the career opportunities that would be available to the candidates after they graduate?
One thing about aviation, I like to think of it, everybody thinks about a career ladder, making yourself available, making it all the way to the top. Well, aviation is like a lattice, because once you get your certifications, you can go, several different ways. You can go general aviation, you can go major airlines, you can go manufacturing, or you can do contracting for the military, working on airplanes. It's the biggest thing is that FAA certification at the back end.
And are you, maybe not necessarily in your roles, but at National Aviation, are you in touch with companies that are looking to hire? Are there career opportunities that way?
Yes. We look at ourselves like the recruiting hub for all of the aviation industry. As a matter of fact, just yesterday we had a career fair, and we had Delta, Endeavor Air, we had Cape Air, Signature, some of the local companies, and majors. I mean, we have a career fair every quarter, So we do have companies coming and looking to recruit our students.
That's great.
We have one student going out to Hawaii, as a matter of fact. So we're
wow, everybody wow. else must be really jealous that oh, yes. he landed the job in Hawaii. That's yeah. amazing.
And what I like to do with the kids on the high school level mm-hmm. is to get them excited about the prospect of, hey, you don't necessarily have to stay in the New England area. And in fact, if you're willing to travel, more than likely, that's the kind of person that's going to succeed in this kind of an industry. So when the companies do come in, they're not just local companies. We've got companies from the West Coast, the South, the Midwest. Wow. So if they are willing to relocate, willing to travel, then they're going to be successful.
That's one thing about the FAA certification. It's not like a license where you're restricted to work in the state that you're licensed mm-hmm. in. It's international. We have students all over. They travel abroad. They have to be ready to move if they want.
And it speaks to what a great school you are, because you have people coming, companies coming from all over the country recruiting your students. That means that you're training top of the line, top notch students.
Absolutely. We do maintenance.
That's great. Now, are there any financial aid services available, including the GI Bill?
Yes, for those that qualify, we have a financial aid director. We have a financial aid department. And again, you know, based on FAFSA, based on the average annual income typically of the student's parents, of course, if they're older, if they're over the age of 24, then that puts them into a different bracket. But usually the high school age kids come in. That's going to be dependent upon their mm-hmm. their parents,
the parents.
Their legal guardians.
Yes, and on the veteran side, we are VA approved as well. So we do accept the GI Bill and some of the VA and reserve options as well. So veterans are very well taken care of.
That's great, as they should be.
Yes.
And it's just such an important point to bring up that you don't have to necessarily choose a career path that requires a four-year college, that there's so many great opportunities out there for you right out of school, and National Aviation is one of them.
Yeah, and in fact, I'm glad you brought that up, because the kids do get sort of a one-way-to-win myth,
mm-hmm.
a lot of them, even if they're in just a public high school, where they know or they think or they're designed to feel that they have to go to a four-year school to make any real money. And it is a myth, and we talk about it, or I talk about it class to class every single day, whether I'm at two schools, four schools, six schools a week. I'm driving that home because for most of them that are willing or do learn in a hands-on environment, they do feel somewhat scared about mm-hmm. the prospect of just going to classes and classes and classes for but 4 years of their life.
Yeah, we also do have an articulation degree with Middlesex Community College.
Great.
So they can continue on and get their associate's degree there.
Excellent. Yeah, and you're not too far from Middlesex and Bedford.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, that's great.
That's right.
I mean, there's just, you hear so much about some students that will go to school for 4 years and they have $100,000 in loans and they can't find a job, and then they're paying them off for a decade, 2 decades. And here you could be out of school in 14 months after you graduate from high school, making real money. All your friends will be jealous of you that you're making the real money.
Exactly.
And,
all their friends are still in college.
Absolutely, yeah. And making good money.
Correct.
And over half never finish in 4 years. 60% mm-hmm. of the students that go to a four-year school finish in an average of 6 years.
And you hear more and more parents now that are looking at these, exploring these possibilities for their kids. It's
exactly.
not, you don't hear now from every parent, my kid has to go to college. You want them to do something that they enjoy doing every day. And a lot of times you go to college and you change your major 4 or 5 times because you have no idea what you want to do. Mm-hmm. And then you get a job after college that has nothing to do with your major.
Exactly.
Happens all the time.
Now, I'm sure there are listeners out there that are very interested in learning more and possibly becoming candidates. How would they get in touch with you to learn more?
First off, for anyone that wants to go to our website, it's www.naa.edu, or you can also go to bostonwingmen.com. Again, the New England campus is on 150 Hanscom Drive, and that's located in Bedford, Massachusetts. So a lot of the kids get, are you near the Burlington Mall? For some reason, that always seems to come up.
Isn't that funny? Hopefully that's not a factor in them wanting to go there. I can just shoot up to the mall whenever I want.
Yeah, at least they know focal point wise.
Factory.
Oh, and what they don't also realize is that there's a working corporate airport on the base. A lot of people
I didn't realize that either.
It's a military airport,
yes,
and it isn't.
Where our favorite teams fly in and out of on a daily
basis.
Oh,
how cool. Yeah, that's an incentive right there.
Yeah, seriously.
How exciting. Well, thank you both so much for being here.
Well, thank you for having us.
I always love hearing more, and I always learn something new every time I talk to you.
And don't forget, folks, our next starting class is Tuesday, November 24th. Ooh. There are still openings. So if you're interested, go to the website and reach out, because we do tours 6 days a week.
That would be great if you're you know, not knowing what you want to do, and then you end up starting class next Tuesday, and then over the holidays you tell everybody, I have something new and exciting going on.
Exactly. You know, they can say I'm an aircraft mechanic working for...
How cool is that?
Yes.
Very cool. Well, thank you both again.
Thank you, Danielle.
Danielle, happy holidays.
Happy holidays. I know. I can't believe it's that time of year. Happy holidays. I'll take it. I actually listened to Christmas music the other day on the way to a conference. True confessions.
Friday will start.
I'll start Friday.
Sounds good. We are going to take a quick break, and we'll be back. You're listening to Chamber Chat on 980 WCAP, where
everybody gets it.